Welcome to Cognivolt. Insight, intelligence, and innovation made clear.
Across supermarkets, schools, and social media, the rise of ultra-processed foods has reshaped the modern diet. Packaged snacks, instant noodles, soft drinks, frozen meals, convenient, cheap, and engineered for taste. But what does this global shift mean for human health? In this Cognivolt episode, we explore one of the most comprehensive analyses ever conducted, the 2024 BMJ Umbrella Review led by Melissa M. Lane and colleagues from Deakin University, Johns Hopkins, and France's Nutritional Epidemiology Research Team. The study pooled data from nearly 10 million participants, drawing together 45 meta-analyses to evaluate the connections between ultra-processed foods, defined by the NOVA classification, and adverse health outcomes across mortality, cancer, mental, cardiovascular, metabolic, respiratory, and gastrointestinal domains. The results were sobering. Greater exposure to ultra-processed food was linked to higher risks of heart disease, obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, and early death. The evidence is now strong enough, the authors argue, to justify urgent public health intervention. What are ultra-processed foods? The term comes from the NOVA food classification system, first published in 2009. It divides foods by their degree of industrial processing, from unprocessed ingredients, like fruits or grains, to minimally processed items, like flour, oils, or frozen vegetables, and finally to ultra-processed products, industrial formulations of refined substances, additives, and preservatives designed for long shelf life and irresistible flavor. These foods are typically high in sugar, salt, and saturated fat, but low in fiber and micronutrients. More importantly, they contain ingredients and structural changes that make them biologically different from the foods they replace. In high-income countries, ultra-processed foods now provide 40-60% of daily calories. The same trend is rapidly emerging in middle-income nations such as Brazil, Mexico, and China, signaling what researchers call a global nutrition transition. The scale of the evidence. Lane's team reviewed every meta-analysis between 2009 and 2023 that examined the relationship between ultra-processed food intake and health outcomes. They included both dose-response studies, for example, each 10% increase in intake, and categorical comparisons, high versus low consumption. After removing duplicates and low-quality studies, the team retained 14 meta-analyses, together encompassing 45 pooled datasets from nearly 9.9 million individuals. Outcomes spanned 7 major domains: mortality, cancer, mental health, respiratory health, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and metabolic disorders. Each dataset was reanalyzed using random effects models, graded for quality using the GRADE framework, and classified for credibility from convincing to no evidence. Key findings: a consistent pattern of harm. Of the 45 analyses, 32, nearly three-quarters, showed statistically significant associations between higher ultra-processed food intake and adverse health outcomes. The associations spanned nearly every aspect of health. Mortality. People who consumed the most ultra-processed foods had a 50% higher risk of death from cardiovascular causes and a 21% higher risk of death from any cause. Each additional daily serving increased all-cause mortality risk by about 2%. Metabolic and cardiovascular disorders. The risk of type 2 diabetes increased 12% for every 10% rise in ultra-processed food consumption, one of the strongest dose-response relationships identified. The odds of obesity were about 55% higher for those with the greatest exposure. Elevated intake was also associated with hypertension, abdominal obesity, and metabolic syndrome, a cluster of conditions driving heart disease. Mental health. The review found convincing evidence linking ultra-processed diets to depression and anxiety. People consuming the highest levels of ultra-processed food had 53% greater odds of common mental disorders and 48% higher odds of anxiety. These associations remained significant even after adjusting for lifestyle and socioeconomic factors, suggesting a possible biological effect. Other outcomes: respiratory effects. Higher intake correlated with wheezing and asthma. Gastrointestinal disorders. Modest links were observed with Crohn's disease and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Cancer. Associations were weaker overall, though colorectal cancer risk rose slightly, about 4% for every 10% increase in intake. When all data were synthesized, the pattern was striking. Regardless of the disease, direction, or geography, higher consumption of ultra-processed foods consistently aligned with poorer health. Why are these foods harmful? Nutrient imbalance explains part of the story, but not all. Ultra-processed foods differ from natural ones in structure, additives, and biological effects. 1. Nutrient dilution. These foods displace fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, reducing intake of fiber, vitamins, and protective phytonutrients such as polyphenols. 2. Additives and chemical exposure. Emulsifiers, colorants, sweeteners, and nitrates can disrupt the gut microbiome, alter glucose metabolism, and promote inflammation. 3. Processing byproducts. Industrial heating produces harmful compounds, acrylamides, furans, and advanced glycation end products, associated with oxidative stress and chronic inflammation. 4. Packaging contaminants. Substances such as bisphenols, phthalates, and microplastics can migrate into food and act as endocrine disruptors. 5. Behavioral effects. Ultra-processed foods are hyper-palatable and engineered for speed. They encourage overeating, rapid digestion, and reward pathway activation comparable to addictive substances. In a landmark randomized trial, people given unlimited access to ultra-processed meals consumed 500 extra calories per day and gained nearly a kilogram in 2 weeks, compared with those eating unprocessed diets, despite identical nutrient content. Global trends and inequality. As incomes rise and global food industries expand, ultra-processed foods are displacing traditional diets everywhere, from South America to Asia and Africa. The review highlights that the highest intake levels now occur among lower-income households, where these products are aggressively marketed as affordable and convenient. This shift reinforces existing health disparities. In wealthy nations, obesity and diabetes are increasingly concentrated among the poor. In emerging economies, the same pattern is accelerating. Policy implications. From evidence to action. Lane and colleagues conclude that the evidence is now strong enough to warrant urgent population-based interventions. Existing dietary guidelines in Brazil, Chile, Mexico, and Colombia already recommend limiting or avoiding ultra-processed foods entirely. These nations have pioneered front-of-pack warning labels, taxes on sugary drinks and junk food, and restrictions on marketing to children. The World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization support similar measures, urging countries to address the food system drivers of obesity and chronic disease. In the UK, the Scientific Advisory Committee on Nutrition recently endorsed the ENOVA classification as a valid tool for national policy, acknowledging its limitations but recognizing its consistency across studies. For high-income nations, the challenge is behavioral and political, reshaping entrenched dietary habits and confronting powerful food industry lobbying. For low- and middle-income countries, it is infrastructural, ensuring access to affordable, minimally processed foods. The authors argue for a two-pronged strategy. 1. Reduce population-level exposure to ultra-processed foods through fiscal and regulatory action. 2. Invest in mechanistic and longitudinal research to understand exactly how these foods exert harm. A nuanced debate. Some critics caution against oversimplifying the ultra-processed label, noting that it groups together very different products, from whole grain bread to energy drinks. Others argue that nutrient content, not processing, should remain the central focus. But Lane's team contends that both factors matter. Processing changes how food interacts with the body, regardless of its nutrient profile. The authors also note that not every ultra-processed item is equally harmful. Some may be reformulated to improve nutrient quality. Yet the cumulative pattern of consumption, dominated by refined carbohydrates, added sugars, and chemical additives, is consistently detrimental at the population level. What it means for individuals. The takeaway is not to fear all packaged foods, but to recognize proportion. Diets dominated by ultra-processed products, breakfast cereals, packaged snacks, sweetened drinks, correlate strongly with chronic disease risk. Shifting even part of daily intake toward whole or minimally processed foods could yield measurable health benefits. Simple actions such as cooking from basic ingredients, reducing sugary beverages, and choosing whole grain or fresh alternatives may have outsized impacts over time. A global call for dietary transformation. The study ends with a clear message. The modern food environment has outpaced the evolution of public health. The expansion of ultra-processed products is not merely a matter of personal choice, but the outcome of systemic forces, industrial marketing, trade policies, and urbanization that shape what people can afford and access. By quantifying nearly every known health effect, Lane and her colleagues have given policymakers a foundation to act. Their review provides compelling evidence that the rise of ultra-processed foods represents one of the defining public health challenges of the 21st century, as significant as tobacco or air pollution. Until structural change occurs, individuals remain the last line of defense. The advice is simple but urgent: eat real food. not too much, and as little ultra-processed as possible.
You've been listening to CogniVault, a deeper way to understand the world.